This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the Southeast Radio Group. Our group received a wad of QSL cards in the mail the other day. Thank you to Grant, VK5GR, for his ongoing efforts as the South Australian card manager. There were two fairly thick wads, plus a couple of individual cards. Most were for two of our members, who were obviously having lots of fun with FT8, and they have now been safely delivered. One of the remaining cards was from 2014. A Finnish amateur was confirming a contact from July of that year when our group hosted the special event call sign VI50CONV in celebration of 50 years of hosting our annual conventions. As a matter of extreme coincidence, the Finnish gentleman lived and worked in Millicent 10 years prior to our event and so is quite familiar with the area. Better late than never, I think the saying goes. A number of our members joined in the fun and set up to track the Riverland Radio Group's high-altitude balloon, which was released last week. If you are interested in having a look at this, Google the Riverland Radio Club or insert into Google rrc.org.au. That's romeocharlie.org.au. Into Google or whatever your preferred search engine might be, because their current homepage has a lot of detailed information on how to set this up in simple language. Chasing these or weather balloons is a lot of fun, but with fuel prices on the rise, that activity may have to be curtailed a bit from a financial point of view. Our next activity night will be just an on-air meet and greet, as it has been decided that we need to have a working bee in the club rooms and the outside shed in order to tidy things up a bit. The working bee will be held on Sunday the 3rd of April at about 10:30, and this will be followed by a barbecue. We hope to have more social activities such as this, minus the working bees, in the future, as we are all feeling deprived of face-to-face contacts because of the dreaded virus. Hopefully the new strain that is apparently among us does not have much impact on our activities. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello everyone, this is Les, VK5. KLD with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. The next meeting of the Northeast Radio Club is our tech night, and that will be next Friday, the 25th of March. And we're going to have an interesting night because Joe, VK5WU, will be presenting 50 years of home brewing, and he will be presenting this, I think, as a video, so it should be very interesting. And the meeting will be live at the Modbury West Community Hall, Capulet Crescent, and it will also be live on Zoom for those who can't be there. So get to the club rooms at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Now the COVID rules still apply, of course. And there's a rumour going around that there may be muffins for supper. So that sounds very good. So that will be next Friday, the 25th of March, for the Northeast Radio Club Tech Night. And the Coffee Corona Club Net is on the Houghton Repeater at 9 a.m. every Wednesday mornings. And it's presented by Phil, VK5SRP. And it's followed by the Real Coffee Club at the Tea Tree Gully Library. And every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m, the F-Troop Net congregates on the linked repeater system. And this is conducted by Tony, VK5FBIC. So come along and join in the conversation. Well, that's all for this week. 73's good DX and stay negative. This is Les, VK5, Kilo Lima Delta.
And now let's hear from AHAS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. Here is the AHAS Sunday broadcast for the 20th of March 2022. The first item for this morning concerns Barry, VK5BW. Barry is in hospital having suffered a stroke a few days ago, and with the physio he is undergoing, we expect him to be there for 2 or 3 weeks more. We all wish Barry a speedy and full recovery. The members buy and sell last Thursday at the Blackwood Uniting Church was a great success, but numbers were down on similar events over the years. I suspect that was due to the fear of COVID and perhaps the cost of fuel for those who travel in from the country. I'm now putting together a calendar for 2022 after having had some responses to my call for people to put a hand up to do presentations at general meetings. Thank you if you are one of these people. We still need some more volunteers. Presentations usually last 45 minutes to 1 hour and can be radio and electronic subjects or medical or general interest topics. The next lunch at the RSL will be on Friday the 25th of March at 12 noon and the next social gathering at the Shack will be on Saturday the 26th of March at 9 a.m. I'm hoping we can restart our technical talks at the Shack on the 4th Saturdays soon. Pat tells me there are 5 Saturdays in April. This means we can have a 5th Saturday brunch at the Shack that day. This could well be our last such event at that venue. We have one promising venue as a replacement for the Shack, but we're still negotiating for other sites. Wish you all a pleasant and healthy week. VK5SRP for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.